Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and with us today is Devin Ledger. She is going to talk to us about a topic that I think a lot of people, these days, men and women, women especially, guys get married later. People do because they like careers, and a lot of women are very, very successful in their career. And Devin was that. She's very successful. They moved here to Lexington back in
2015,
yeah, I know, time flies.
And yes, it does.
You're having fun, but I met them when I was campus pastor at Vineyard Community Church, and they just recently had their first child, beautiful Olivia. I love seeing her pictures on Facebook page, but we want to talk a topic how she kind of had a change of heart. Some moms wish they could stay home, and yet, it's just not possible, yet others, or just with the career and I want to have it all, and a lot of times that works. But just been really interesting is Devin shared with me a few weeks ago. I was asking her to be on my program because I have a lot of respect for her as a woman of faith. Her and her husband Aaron, just wonderful people, and had a chance to serve as their pastor for a couple years at Vineyard and got to know them up close and personal. But God just really, obviously you're excited to have a child and want you to tell us a little bit about Olivia. But your goal was, hey, I'm going to take my, home leave, maternity leave, and then go back to work. Is that right?
That's right. And, when we first had Olivia, I loved being home with her for the 12 weeks. It was a blessing to be able to do that. And staying home with her was great. But I ultimately wanted to go back to work. I was very career driven, like you mentioned, and just had a passion for what I did and loved my coworkers, my boss, the environment, everything. It was the best job I ever had. And so I went back and I worked for about 6 to 7 months, give or take. And during that time, my child was sick off and on constantly. My husband and I would catch everything that she had. And when I'd pick her up from daycare, just hearing about the milestones and awesome things, that happened within that first year and just missing out on those, it was just super frustrating and just upsetting. And again, I never thought about staying home. It was never a desire of mine. And I was talking to a coworker one day, and she has children as well. And we were just talking about the frustrations of it all. And it was like God just revealed to me, stay at home. And I thought, no, I must have misheard you. And
that wasn't God.
No. So, the more I prayed about it and thought about it, it was just a peace in my soul that it's hard to explain other than just God. And so I totally believe about God reaffirming what he says and just the model of, when you hear it, you read it in scripture and it reaffirms it. And through preaching at our church, there were topics about, your God-given purpose and what he calls you to do and listening and responding with yes. And the Bible study I was doing talked about specifically God changing the desires of your heart and you just being receptive even when it's completely foreign to you, which this concept was. And so the scripture, of trusting in the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your own understanding in Proverbs, just really spoke to me because this was my understanding was I need to stay home, and that just was really opposite of my desires. And so God just really changed the desire of my heart to where I resigned at the end of August and thought, let's get the journey going. I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm believing and trusting in you that you're opening this door and you're going to be with me.
Well, I love that Proverbs 3:5-6. It's a verse that's kind of, people say, oh, it's your life first. And I say, I have to be honest, I don't have a verse. I have verses because I'm a little older, not a little, a lot older than you. But, there's different seasons in my life where scriptures, but that's one that spoke to me too after I lost the store and the flood and my wife left and I lost my home because I put it up for the business loan. And I just didn't know, God, what's next? And
right.
That Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. And for somebody listening today, I know that right now you don't know which way's up. You don't know which way to go. And maybe like Devin, you hear something, that a little prompting in your spirit, but you're like, no, that's not what I was thinking. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that God's ways sometimes are not our ways. And Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says that, my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage you, if you're listening today, you know, maybe you need to read this verse and just say, Lord, show me what your way is. Because, you know, I'm just confused. I'm overwhelmed. I mean, that's where I was at. And so here, Devin, just being honest, hey, man, I was going to be a successful career person and, you know, have lots of extra spending money and get to do trips and do things. And then all of a sudden you got that prompting to stay home. And I love another verse that God spoke to you too during this time out of Jeremiah.
Right. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and plans to give you hope in a future. And that was the neat thing, because a lot of people were saying, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, or you don't enjoy it, or it's not what you thought, you can always go back to work. And that almost frustrated me, because I thought, I know I'm hearing from God. He's reaffirmed it. I've heard you. You've said it in scripture and preaching through godly men. I know I've heard you. So, I mean, thanks for what you're saying. But I know this is what God's asking of me. And I mean, he's given me a new identity, a new purpose. And, you know, I love his scripture in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, where it says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. You know, this is a new chapter in my life. And I feel like it's a new mindset. My priorities are different and my purpose is different. You know, my value is not in what I bring home monetarily. My value now is in quality time spent with my child, serving the Lord through ministry that I'm getting my child and I involved in, you know, supporting my husband and just being a woman of faith and truly striving to honor God and how we use this time that he's given me and just being a blessing to others. I mean, I really feel like, and I'm so grateful for this time, and I want to honor him and how I use it.
Well, I love that, and I know you are. We had you on yesterday talking about the Generosity Feeds Lexington program to help provide 25,000 meals for less fortunate children. That's amazing that we have 27% of children in Lexington go hungry each week, and so we've got to get on the solution side. So Devin's using some of her career expertise and experience to help do something for the kingdom. So she, in other words, you're not sitting at home with your house robe on and your house shoes on, eating bonbons and watching soap operas, right?
Definitely not. You know, I feel like you mentioned before, some women want to stay at home, but they just can't, and I am so grateful to God. And I'm amazed daily just when I'm able to stay home and love on my child and spend quality time with her and just truly making it quality time, like realizing what's important, like when I'm with her, putting the phone down or, you know, welcoming the interruptions and distractions. My priorities used to be, you know, a task list and just what can I get done today? And is the house clean? Are the groceries here? Is the laundry done? It's like, yeah, those things have a purpose and a time, but it's like to recognize that God's given me this time with her to slow down and to see these milestones and see him in the moments of the day is so much greater than a checklist at the end of the day. You know, I've watched my child grow. I've served him through ministries today. That's value added. And I feel like that's me living out my faith and being a true woman of God and fulfilling what he's asking and calling me to do.
Well, I appreciate that respect. That my mom was a stay-at-home mom. I was born in Richmond, and at the age of 6 months old, we moved to Huntsville, Alabama. Hmm. And they just had one car, so normally my dad drove that to work. So then had twins the second time, and so all the way down Huntsville, Alabama, an old family or whatever. And, you know, still one car for most of that time. And just, you know, as I look back, I think, man, all the sacrifices that my mom made mm-hmm. by staying at home. She was a dental hygienist by trade, so before she married my dad, so she could have went to work, but she stayed home with us. And then the twins, I was a little over three when they were born. And so I just think back how much, man, my life is better because my mom was able to do that. Like I said, we know a lot can't do that, so please don't let Satan worry you out on that. But I know for some that are doing that or have done that, please know that your labor is not in vain. And man, just the influence and that you get to have on your child, like you said, and you get to enjoy those milestones too, right?
Exactly. And I think with that idea as well of like staying home and sacrificing and giving of your time and your energy, this is the hardest job I've ever had. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. My child is super active, super busy. She's amazing, and I love seeing her personality, but I mean, she's a blend of determination and hard will, and I mean, she runs us, which is amazing but tiring. And I mean, that's one thing I'm truly relying on God for, is for him to sustain me. And I love the scripture in Psalm 54:4 where it says, surely God is my help, the Lord is the one who sustains me. And there are so many days where I wake up and I think, God, I can't do this. Like, I'm exhausted, I am worn out, my child is just challenging me left and right today. Please sustain me, please help me. And it's either someone like my parents step in and watch my child for a little while, or she decides to nap a little extra. It's little tokens throughout the day where it's like, I know God is at work and he's doing these things to sustain me and help me keep going. And, you know, my priorities are different now. And I know that what I'm doing is of value and what he's calling me to do. And I think one thing that he's really called out for me and helped me realize is that I'm not doing this for the praise or the recognition from others. I am doing this to honor him, and what I'm doing through serving my child and my husband and our household is for him. It's for Christ. And Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And so just finding fulfillment in that, even the tasks that I do that no one else sees, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. And that I can find true fulfillment and peace and value in knowing I'm doing my best for God. And that sustains me.
Well, I love that, and admire your courage in doing that. And I love a scripture that, you know, we talked about before we went on the air, Philippians 4:19. I've actually had it stuck in my dashboard after I left a very comfortable salary, a generous salary and benefits and free cell phone. I say free, I mean, I just didn't have to pay for it, but I also used it a lot for a job, and stepped out in faith. And this was a game changer for me. So you guys have gone from 2-to-1 paycheck. But share what Philippians 4:19 says.
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And I mean, we've seen that come to light. God continues to provide in all different ways, and we're just grateful. And, you know, I feel like when he blesses you, you're called to bless and give back to others. And I mean, that's our top priority as well, because being at home with her is a blessing and a true gift from him. And it's not something we overlook. We are extremely grateful and we praise God for it. So.
Well, Devin, I admire you doing that. I think takeaways, even if guys are listening, go, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing that. The big thing I want you to hear as a takeaway is that she obeyed. She was obedient to that prompting that the Lord put in her heart about doing this, even though it was not her plan. So I want to encourage you today, turn the radio off, not until we're done, but turn it off. You know, listen to God. Just, you know, put your phone down, put it on silent, turn the TV off, whatever it is, and just be still, because God really does want to speak to us, doesn't he, Devin?
I definitely believe that. I mean, I've never had more peace and fulfillment in my life, and it's like I didn't get that from doing what I thought I should be doing. I did it from yielding and surrendering to God and what he asked of me. So definitely encourage, listen, and just say yes, because he will provide and be with you.
All right. Well, this was powerful. I know you've got other friends out there, maybe some ladies that are contemplating leaving the career market and staying at home. Devin, just I know you'd be more than glad to have coffee or talk with somebody if they're kind of in that place where you were at a few months ago.
Sure, I'd be glad to. You can find me on Facebook. It's just Devin Ledger, and I would love to, you know, hear your story, how God's working through you, how he's working through me, and just encourage and support each other, because that's super important when you're at home, because I know it can definitely be a little isolating and lonely. And so to have other people of faith, especially, to draw upon and, you know, just encourage is huge.
Amen. All right. Well, that's Devin Ledger. I'm Greg Horn, and we will see you next time on Hope Is Here.